This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. This episode is dedicated to Eilei Nishmas, my baby niece, who is only here on this earth for 5 days. Her neshama should have an aliyah, Ruchama Tikva, Bas Eliezer David, and we should only know from good things. We're going to do just two more Mishnahs before we take our spring hiatus, our spring recess, our Pesach, Passover break. God willing, we'll come back after Pesach to finish off the last couple of weeks of the TTPA, and of course the big summer hiatus will come up then. Let's look at Hey Chet. Perek Hey Mishnah Chet, Chapter 5, Paragraph 8. Shiva mine paranil spatin la'olam al shiva gufei aveira. Miksasin ma'asrin, miksasin einim ma'asrin. Rav shal batzora spa, miksasin re'evim, miksasin seveim. Garmu shalol asher, rav shal mehuma v'shal batzora spa. Shalolito esachal, rav shal kelaya ba. Davar ba la'olam al meisos ha'amuros batora shalol nimsru lebezin v'al peru shavias cherev ba la'olam. Al inoy hadin v'al evos hadin. So seven types of punishment come to the world for seven categories of sin. The seven sins and the seven punishments are listed in this Mishnah and the next. If some people give tithes and some people do not give tithes, tithes refer here to all the portions that must be separated from harvested produce, such as truma, which must be given to the Kohen, and Maaser Rishon, which must be given to the Levi. If some give tithes and some do not, a famine of drought comes when some people are hungry and some people are satisfied. Rain falls only in some places and not in others, and even where it rains, the rainfall is limited, as the Rambam points out. With produce in short supply, it is expensive. As a result, only some people can obtain food while others go hungry. The punishment fits the crime in the sense that some people sin while others do not, Rashi points out. If everyone decides not to give tithes, the famine of disruption and drought comes when everyone is hungry. Lo'aleinu to any of these things. If all the people fail to give truma and maaser, the punishment will affect everyone. In addition to drought, lack of rain, the land will be occupied by foreign troops who will disrupt the gathering of what little produce there is, as Rav and Tiferes Yisrael point out. If, besides not giving tithes, everyone, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out, decides not to separate challah is the portion that must be removed from dough and given to a kohen, which is different than what we call challah nowadays. If everyone decides not to separate challah, a famine of destruction comes when people not only go hungry, but even die, lo aleinu. There will be no rain at all. Rivers and pools will dry up. Conditions will be like those described in the Torah in Vayikra. I will make your heaven like iron and your land like copper, as Rambam points out. Plague comes to the world because of the sin punishable by death listed in the Torah that were not given to the court to punish. This refers to crimes that carry the penalties of kares or death at the hands of heaven, which are imposed by the heavenly court and not by a human court. As Rabbeinu Yonah points out, also included are death penalty crimes that cannot be prosecuted by a human court because there were no witnesses, or because the sinner was not warned shortly before he committed the crime, or because he ran away before the court could punish him, Tosfos Yonah points out. If people repeatedly commit such severe crimes, God sends a plague to the world that will take the lives of the sinners, Machzor Vichy points out. Thus far, the Mishnah has mentioned five sins but four punishments. It is explained below which sins and which punishments are included in the Mishnah's opening line. Seven types of punishment come to the world for seven categories of sin. So if they don't do the tithes, they don't do challah, the famine destruction comes, people go hungry and die, plague comes to the world because of sins punishable by death listed in the Torah they were not given to the court to punish, and because of sins involved with produce of the seventh Shemitah year. He buys or sells produce of Shemitah, Rav points out. Produce that grows during the Shemitah year is sacred and subject to special restrictions, including a prohibition against using it for business purposes. The sword, war, comes to the world because of delaying justice. Although the verdict is clear to the judges of the court, they delay its announcement, Rav points out. This is called Inoy Hadin, which literally means affliction of justice because the defendant suffers the anxiety of being kept in suspense, Machzor Vichy points out. So the sword comes because of delaying justice because of distorting justice. Judges exempt the person who is obligated to pay, and they obligate the one who is exempt, Rav points out, and because of those who make Torah decisions that are against the halacha. They declare the permitted to be forbidden and the forbidden to be permitted, as Rav points out. So do what you can in life to avoid these kind of things, of course, as a general klal, as a general rule for the general population, the general world, but as ourselves, do what we can. If you have the money, the resources, the finances to give proper tithes, of course, talk to your local Orthodox rabbi, but do what you can to be evolving in the tithes of your time, tithes of your resources, tithes of your finances, and tithes of the world. Make sure that justice is done as much as you can in different aspects of life, and make sure that there's no delayed justice or distorted justice, and no decisions that are against halacha. Do what you can in your life to make sure that in your life this happens in the proper manner. Join us next time as we talk about other punishments that come about because of different sins here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.